Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in ebook formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs ebook for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663 or on the web at thepowerherbs.com. Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I got a great show. We're going to be talking about vision eye health tonight. We got some stuff to share with you and how you can power up your vision there. Also, we're going to be talking about tension and maybe, you know, how to get rid of heavy metals. So we got lots to do and a quack report. But before we get to all that good stuff, big salute and semper fi, or righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face. Hope you are too. And tonight's devotional is in Psalms 10, and God gives us a clue about the character of the wicked, right? He says, the wicked, through the pride of their countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in their thoughts. The wicked's ways are always grievous. Their judgments are far out of God's sight. That's what they think anyway. And as for all their enemies, he puffs at them. So, you know, the wicked just think, you know, there's really not going to be any judgment day. So he says this in heart. God says the wicked say in their heart, they won't be moved and they won't be in an adversity. Right. Well, I got this to say. Eventually, everyone's a believer. Mm-hmm. There is a real heaven and a real hell. So learn about it. Crack open that Bible. Seek the Lord's face. Mind the time it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All righty. I've heard from you guys recently that you like the quacker. Oh, good. Okay, so in the quack report, we got a couple of things. They found a new organ in human beings, apparently. This is research out of the Scientific Reports. They say that the body contains this network of fluid-filled channels they haven't previously discovered, and it's the spaces that are found around the body's connective tissues, near the intestines, your lungs, urinary tract, and your muscles. So this is a reservoir channel that carries this fluid. And it's not been officially designated as an organ, but according to scientist Neil Thies, New York University School of Medicine, he says this is, in his opinion, an interstitium system, and it holds one-fifth of the body fluids, and we think it acts like shock absorbers, he said. So, new organ for science to deal with. Next up in the Quack report, cancer vaccine is rolling into phase two of testing. It's leaving the lab mice, and it's going to human trials as part of a
the research on whether this vaccine will actually stimulate your immune system to kill the cancer. They did have some success in lab trials with the animals, saying that it helped their immune systems kill their cancerous tumors. So we're going to follow that closely. I'm just skeptical on it. Last but not least in the Quack Report, this is from the University, Columbia University, School of Public Health. New York City, they says, had come up with a new tracking system, be able to predict geographic spreadsheets on the seasonal influenza before it starts. So this is a predictive type of system. It's new technology, they say, that will be able to predict where the flu will travel up to 6 weeks ahead of time. So they say they can roll out the flu shots and help cut it off at the pass kind of thing on flu outbreaks. So this is a new system that they're going to be testing here shortly. So flu prediction. I just say power up the immune system and you don't have to worry about it. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. All right. We're going to talk about eye health. I've gotten some calls in the last few weeks, month or so. More people are having vision problems, more than I remember getting calls about. But anyway, eye health is real important. And while physicians can help us in some areas, they're really not able to resolve a lot of health challenges, especially when it comes to the eyes. So most people do well. They go out and get an eye exam every year, and you should. However, doctors most often do not inform their patients that they have maybe the beginning of cataracts. So if a doctor does say to you when you get your eyes checked, if he says, well, you got this little yellowing or oxidization of the lens, what he's really saying is you have the beginning of baby cataracts. So the medical community really doesn't do anything to stop the cataracts from forming and just tells patients, oh, it'll be years before you have to address this. Well, this means doctors wait for the cataracts to get large enough to warrant surgery. So in the meantime, precious time is wasted, as in with most medical treatments that deal mostly with symptom management. So in many cases, the longer we wait to address these causes, the harder it is later to correct. So we're going to take a look at, you know, what we can do dealing with our eyes to improve the functioning and health of our vision. Because I've often said, I'm probably going to wear this out. Some of these health conditions are common, but they're not normal. And, you know, medicine says this is normal. As you get older, you get cataracts, you get macular degeneration, you get this, you get that. No, it's common, but it's not normal. So if we consider scripture, we find that it mentions that at the death of Moses, he had eyes that were not dim. Think about this. He had excellent health and eyesight. He was not plagued with arthritis, heart disease, kidney disease, diabetes, cancer, or blindness. Therefore, all the common ailments that we are facing and that we develop as we age are expected by modern medicine, but it's really not normal. Here in Deuteronomy 34, verse 7, it says, and Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes were not dim, nor was his natural force abated. I mean, the guy was probably, you know, could still wield a good sword or, you know, defend pretty much most men today, you know, if they kind of challenged him. So not normal. It's just not normal to be sick all the time or have one, you know, chronic disease after another. That is not normal. And eye disease is picking up steam in the United States and globally. We're going to get to some of the global statistics on this, too. And what we're, you know, blindness is not cool. I mean, you know, you can't hardly function when you don't have your vision. It's really tough. I got to take a break, but more on the other side.
As Men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Back here on Herb Talk, and Frank is getting in with the music there. Thanks, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about eyes and eye and vision health. You know, blindness is not the thing you want. Nobody does. And, you know, modern medicine has really listed well over 40 diseases involving the eye. And genetics is not responsible for all of them. And in many instances, you know, it is lifestyle that is causing the problem. So, you know, lifestyle can actually create a weakness in maybe even the vascular area of your eyes. So according to the American Academy of Ophthalmology, we currently have 150 million Americans that are wearing corrective eyewear. And the World Health Organization concedes that most vision problems are due to poor diet, lack of exercise, genetics, too much close work, and too much computer blue screen for eye strain. So, and we get a lot of that technology these days, don't we? And let's look at the global issue. Just get a picture here. The Asian populations are quickly becoming the most nearsighted people on the planet. It's affecting about 90% of the populace. So the Asians, they love their technology more than the West does, and it could be contributing to such poor vision health. So we currently have 32 million Americans over 40 years of age that have myopia, which is another way of saying nearsightedness. So this is when, you know, the cornea is curved too much and it's too steep, or that the eye is typically elongated, causing that distortion. Objects are far away, get blurry, and they're out of focus. So we got currently 30-40% of the U.S. population that's nearsighted. However, the World Health Organization expects that condition to affect 50% of the population by the year 2020. So this vision problem is really no better in Europe, with 70% nearsightedness there. It appears myopia is rising in all ethnic groups. Now, on the other end of the spectrum is farsightedness, or hypopia, where it affects about 12 million Americans over the age of 40. So the cornea is too flat, making distant objects appear clear and close objects blurry. So, and what about astigmatism? Well, astigmatism is the cornea is slightly irregular. So that's what that is means. And we're going to get into some of these things in a little bit about how you can figure this out. Now,
Some people are born nearsighted, you know. Some children are born with nearsightedness, or they develop it soon after they're born. And it can be kind of hard to determine eye health until a child can actually communicate. So when the eye is elongated and it's causing this visual impairment or distortion, it's called nearsightedness. And what it does is it stretches, elongates the eye, because you have these six outer eye muscles that put a lot of pressure on the eye, and it can misshapen the eye. So it elongates. So the eye's not perfectly round like a golf ball. It's more like an egg. That's the shape. And so when the eye elongates or stretches like that, it can create these cracks in different layers of the retina. Now, these are like, you know, little fissure cracks, almost like, you know, if you looked at your wall and you saw stress fractures on your wall and you have to respackle and paint, that's basically what it's doing on the eye. So you get these cracks in the different layers of the retina, and in some areas, the retina can even atrophy. So these cracks encourage what is called abnormal blood vessels, and they can hemorrhage and then scar the retina, and this creates what we know as macular degeneration. So if you're nearsighted, your risk of having macular degeneration down the road is a little higher than people without nearsightedness. So this can occur slowly, and it progresses and it gets worse. Accumulative, it's causing people in their 40s and 50s to develop this slow form of blindness, basically. Now, about 5% of myopia patients develop what's called Fuchs spots, which are abnormal blood vessels, and this leads to damaging the macular region, and this causes that loss of central vision that you see advertised all the time on TV. And I don't know if you've ever heard about the wavy lines, but most retinal specialists tell their patients, call me if you start to see wavy lines. So when you look at maybe a fence or siding on a house or blinds in your house and they look a little wavy, it's an indicator there's a problem. So in many cases, people with nearsightedness can see these visual distortions, and they first notice them while they're at home because they're not as distracted, and they see wavy lines. And they can also develop a blind spot in any part of their visual field. This is often called metaphorphasia, and it's if the shape of the eye is severely elongated, like in nearsightedness, the nearsightedness is severe enough, it can alter the vision and cause this, can cause you to have vision loss. Now, this is also called pathological myopia, and it occurs about 2% of the population, and especially if you're nearsighted, and it's the seventh cause of blindness. Well, let's get to the cataracts and the glaucoma real quickly. So the American Academy of Ophthalmology is reporting 22 million Americans over 40 years of age have cataracts. Now, the statistics are showing that those 80 years of age and older, 50% have cataracts. Now, the treatment for cataracts is costing us about $6.8 billion a year, and glaucoma affects more people than we know. Because we estimate about 2 million Americans have glaucoma because the rest haven't been diagnosed with the disease. They have no idea. So there's about 2.3 million Americans over 40 that get diagnosed with the glaucoma. Now, let's look at the cornea for a second, because the job of the cornea of your eye is to focus light, send it through to the lens and to the retina. And from there, the retina has receptors, and they're called rods and cones. And what they do is transform the light into the nerve impulses. And these images are processed by your brain. So when the cornea is defective, it will bend light, and this distorts the vision. And people typically wear, eyeglasses to compensate for the defect. So that's what's going on when you have to wear glasses, is the cornea is affected. Well, let's look at some health risks, because there are some products out there that will risk your health of your eyes, especially your retina. A lot of toxic chemicals can reduce a lot of zinc in your system, and you need zinc for healthy vision. Scientists are reporting that the highest concentration of zinc is going to be in your retina's macula. So if it's not getting enough zinc, your vision will suffer. So if you're using things like tranquilizers and sedatives and birth control pills and even recreational drugs, it lowers the zinc content, also reduces the oxygen supply to your retina. So the long-term zinc deficiency can also lead you down the road to blindness. And it's no wonder we have zinc deficiency, since zinc is a nutrient that is often processed out of our foods, especially our grains. And it's also going to be, our foods are going to have less zinc because of glyphosate, the herbicide, which blocks a lot of absorption of the minerals to the plants. So you will find natural zinc in a lot of your organically grown nuts, seeds, whole grains, and some of your herbs. So the herbs that I like to use, they're going to have your highest zinc content, are going to be bilberry, skullcap, pumpkin seed, and your capsicum fruit, which is your cayennes, your cayenne peppers, sage leaf, wild jam root, spirulina algae, chickweed herb, echinacea root, astragalus root, nettle leaf, and Siberian ginseng and adult seaweed. So those are going to have lots of natural zinc for you, and it's going to be perfectly balanced chemistry so the body can utilize the zinc properly. So that's the way you want to do it. Also, vitamin C is important for eye health. We can't forget that. The retina needs 20 times more vitamin C, 20 times more vitamin C than your blood system requires. So the retina is going to, you know, need more of that. So if you assemble your meals to include whole foods that are going to be rich in your vitamin C, E, beta carotene, you're going to protect your vision from cataracts. So you can also eat more organic leafy green vegetables, your nuts, your fruits, along with your whole grain cereals, all organically grown without the glyphosate, and you do whole better. Well, garlic, Engineer Frank's asking about garlic. Garlic does have some zinc. It's got a lot of sulfurs in it as well. So you can throw the garlic on the list. Absolutely. I was just giving you the high-end zinc content herbs, Frank. That's what I was giving. All right. So you want to protect your eyes. Real important. Because it's been determined that nearly a fourth of all the cataracts are a result of too much ultraviolet light radiation. That's what we're told. So you want to wear your sunglasses, you know, protect your eyes from the sun, filter 99% of those damaging rays. Scientists say the best color lenses that filter the most rays to protect your eyes are going to be either gray, green, or brown. And that's in the order of efficiency. So I always get the gray lenses, so definitely want to check that out. If you have sunglasses, make sure they're gray. So these colors actually cut down on glare, reduce that distortion. Also, indoor sunbathing also offers risks, so remember that. Exposure to sun lamps, there's a lot of radiation, causes inflammation of the cornea. And also consider using full spectrum light bulbs inside your home, which offer more natural light, doesn't stress the eye as much. And biological research shows that when you have more natural light inside the home, it improves your visual accuracy. It offers less strain on the eye and also helps prevent a lot of calcium depletion from the body and also lifts mood. A lot of people have those winter blues, you know, that SAD syndrome, you know, it's affective disorder because of the days get shorter. Use the full spectrum light bulbs at home and at work. It'll lift your mood. I got more on this topic, a little bit more on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. easy to use, and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Here on Herb Talk, I'm your herbalist Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about eye health, very important. And you know, you want to protect your eyes, and lifestyle choices can be really important. And some lifestyle choices put your eyes at a greater risk. Let's see, Dr. Morgan Rayford at the Atlanta Eye Clinic at the Atlanta Hospital Medical Center says, you know, if you eat a junk food diet and you smoke, these two lifestyle choices offer a lot of risk to your eyes because he says it will clog blood vessels and also contract ocular blood vessels. Yeah, if you look at your blood vessels in the eye, they're really, really small. I mean, the breadth of a human hair. So it's really easy to mess those up. And then I got to touch on the headache issue. You know, a lot of people get headaches and they have vision distortions. In a lot of cases, migraine headaches can cause a lot of visual disturbances. Lots of muscle tension can even block flow to the brain and bring on headaches. Now, some folks can experience silent migraines, and they notice it in their visual field. They may get some flashing lights, some zigzag lights, auroras, if you will. And these are all part of the headache symptoms. And in some cases, people will have difficulty with speech and have trouble finding words or understanding what others are saying when they're having one of these migraines. Now, understand what your food and your environmental triggers are for migraines that can bring on those headaches and cause those visual impairment. All right, so let's get to the nitty-gritty. How we can help our eyes. Well, there are several herbs I like to use in eye health. I like to use Eye Bright, bayberry bark, raspberry leaf, golden seal root, and a little bit of cayenne. That's to help more blood flow and circulation to the eye. And you're going to find all of those herbs in the Herbal Eye Wash formula at Apothecary Herbs. This is a liquid formula. It's really great for things like allergy eye, pink eye, dry eye, clogged tear ducts, and also for improving vision quality. So you can use it as an eye wash. It's a concentrate. You put a dose in some distilled water and you use that to rinse the eyes. Or you can also take it internally if you want to use some of the nutrition, the super nutrition and zinc in these foreign herbs, and get the eye and the nutrition it needs. So this is a liquid formula. Also, if you want to stop smoking, you know, and help your eyes out, they also have a smoker's helper formula. It's very non-toxic, inexpensive way to give your willpower the edge, and you can quit smoking and protect your eyes. If you got inflammation along with your dry eye, add the pain anti-inflammatory formula. It will help reduce that inflammation and, you know, bring that tear film back on your eye. Now, watch the eye drops. You know, a lot of people use Visine and stuff, and that can bring on glaucoma. So you be careful what you're putting in your eye. I think Bausch & Lomb makes an eye drop called Soothe. They got a couple of versions, so get the one without all the preservatives in it, and that one is, in my opinion, a better choice. So now, if you want to get more nutrition, your vitamin C, your zinc, your E, your beta carotene, for instance, the body food mix at thepowerherbs.com, the Apothecary Herbs folks, it's a powder you throw it in a smoothie or your favorite beverage, and you're going to cover a wide gamut of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and proteins in just that one product. So that's great. And they do have a bunch of headache formulas there if you want some herbal solutions for the headaches. And they do have a lot of the formulas there for anxiety that can bring on a lot of tension. The relaxation formula reduces a lot of muscle tension there. So they have formulas for that and improving circulation and cardio function. They had a bunch of stuff and a lot of herbs that I mentioned earlier. They do have, you know, they have echinacea, astragalus, nettles, Siberian ginseng. They have all that stuff with your high zinc profile. So give them a call at 866-229-3663 and ask for a free product catalog. Or if you want to order, you can order over the phone or you can go to their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And you can order there. When you get your catalog, you can even order through the mail. Some of the customers out there are still kind of, you know, old school, and they want to do it through the mail, and that's fine. There's an order form in the catalog. And now definitely, you know, check from time to time when they got specials. There are some coupons up on the website you can apply in your shopping cart, and you can ask for those over the phone as well. So 866-229-3663. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. Or visit their website, thepowerherbs.com, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Okay, so we're going to talk about metals, metal toxicity. I get calls occasionally on, you know, how do you get rid of heavy metals? Well, you'd think that in our modern age, we would have learned to avoid overloading our bodies with metals, heavy metals. In reality, we live in a time where metal poisoning is more likely to happen. Now, according to Dr. Joseph Mercola, metal poisoning is so common that everyone has some metal toxicity in their body. So we're going to take a look at this and see how we can protect ourselves and, you know, detox the metals. Now, according to the National Organization for Rare Disorders, everyone is at risk of metal poisoning. Therefore, it affects everyone. So the level of exposure may vary, but male, female, old and young, we're all at risk. So the National Organization for Rare Disorders is reporting that in the United States, there are a number of reports on how people get metal poisoning. So here is a major but a brief list. Cookware, a lot of common cookware that's imported into the United States, hasn't been properly coated, and it contaminates the food you're cooking it in. Also, water, a lot of reports have shown that lead in the water supply due to neglected municipal water systems. They have been updated. They're not replacing lead pipes. 20 years ago, lead poisoning by water supply was practically unheard of in the United States. Now, prior to these reports, the likelihood of children being poisoned by lead in their water was relatively low, and the nationwide 85% of children had no harmful lead in their blood levels. That was, you know, that was then. This is now. Also, food. So if you're eating fish on a regular basis, you could be getting more heavy metals from the fish that may be sick. So you got to be careful there. And also, medical treatments can offer a lot of risk. The amalgam fillings, you know, that you get at the dentistry, they're 50% mercury, silver, tin, and copper. They're in smaller amounts, but these metals get released into your system in the mouth under a lot of pressure, chewing, grinding teeth, that kind of thing. And professionals that work in the dentistry industry, the dental industry, they're also exposed to these metals when working with them. So various medical devices and implants can also provide these heavy metals, so we need to be aware of those treatments as well. And we can't forget inoculations or vaccines, which contain mercury in them. That's how a lot of us are getting that. And occupations, agricultural, pharmaceutical fields also have heavy metal exposure. So we're getting our fair share. Now, according to science, If heavy metals build up in the body, they can do some major damage. Some people may not notice the subtle symptoms to, you know, until it gets into a serious risk area. Now, in a majority of medical cases, symptoms are diagnosed as another disease. It's misdiagnosed, really. So the best plan of protection really is prevention, right? However, given our toxic planet, our environment, it's getting harder for us to avoid heavy metal exposure like our previous generations have done. All right, well, let's look at the mercury for just a second. If we examine this common heavy metal that we encounter, pretty much it's mercury. It's called thimerosal in the vaccinations. And we think that because it is such a threat to our health that we wouldn't be clearly exposed to this as much as we are. Actually, it's been proven scientifically that mercury is a neurotoxin, and it's toxic to your brain. Well, let's examine dentistry for a second real quick. Why is mercury used in filling cavities? You ever wondered about that? We're told that the metal that binds to other metals well, and it's easily manipulated to fill in the cavity in the teeth. And some may argue, well, why not use gold then? Well, certainly gold has less toxicity. However, it is not as durable, so they don't use it. So today, many dentists have not been using the silver fillings, the amalgam fillings. They've switched to the ceramic substances instead, which is healthier, requires more time to work with it, and they don't last as long. And actually, the insurance industry has been fighting this for years. They wouldn't pay the dentist or any claim that used the ceramic fillings, only the metal ones. So, but I think that's softened a bit. I think they're now paying on the ceramic, and that's a good thing for people that are looking for help from their insurance companies. It's estimated about 100 million Americans, or 78% of Americans, have metal fillings that have mercury in them. And of those, you know, with the mercury filling, Dr. McCullough says 95% of medical disorders often reflect serious nervous system malfunction. Things like MS, epilepsy, paralysis, migraine, headaches, he says all can be linked sometimes to the heavy metals. And studies on the amount of mercury vapor that emit from these fillings, these metal fillings, is about 10 times more than people should be exposed to. And I've often heard that these fillings act like batteries in the mouth and emit a lot of charges, releasing a lot of vapors. So the vapor release cannot be avoided. And normal wear and tear, chewing gum, brushing teeth, drinking, eating certain foods and liquids can release these vapors as well. So if you decide to replace your fillings, your metal fillings, do your homework, find a dentist that's experienced in removing the mercury filling. And so if you don't have the process done correctly, you can become more ill because it exposes a lot of those metals to your blood system. So get someone who's experienced with it and boost your immune system before you go in there. Absolutely. And with regard to vaccines, the ethyl mercury, 50% ethyl mercury thimerosal by weight, used as a preservative, we're told. And so I know some people say a lot of the vaccines don't have it now. Well, most of them do and have other things as well. We got to take another quick break. We'll be right back. Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide.
Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in ebook formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs ebook for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Here on Herb Talk, and we're talking about heavy metals. Heavy metals! Yeah, well, let's get rid of these heavy metals. Well, right before the break, we were talking about a lot of exposure that we're getting, and, you know, a lot of times we wonder about the vaccines and how toxic we're getting from the vaccines. Well, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, they've taken the thermosol out of the vaccine. The pharmaceutical industry is saying that. Well, there are a lot of childhood vaccines that still contain it, like the hepatitis B, the DPT, the tetanus, and the HIV. And a child's nervous system is still developing, and the use of mercury is this constant assault on their brain and nervous system. It's not really, really ethical to do that. And I say a constant because, you know, children today are given 59 doses of mercury-laced vaccines before they reach the age of 6. They get 69 doses before they reach the age of 18. And you'd think that mercury would not be in the vaccines after the American Academy of Pediatricians and the CDC recommended it be removed. Then again, the FDA rejected corn syrup as a detrimental product for the pancreas in the 1900s, yet it's in almost every prepackaged food now. Now, Dr. McCullough says that there are thermosol-free vaccines, but often the package inserts are not accurate to report these ingredients. So more Americans are exposed to lead than we know. You know, a lot of people just think, oh, well, we don't have lead-based paint anymore. Well, there's leaded gasoline, there's lead batteries, there's a lot of petro products like rubber products that have it in there. And some industries have been removing a lot of lead, like in the paint industry, and now they have low or no lead free gas or low lead content on the gas. And we need to be aware of these things and how it affects our water supply, that we may be drinking a lot of these in the future. And a lot of toxic waste and dumps contaminate our water, and we can get it that way. So let's look at aluminum. We're exposed to a lot more aluminum than we think. A lot of people associate aluminum toxicity with Alzheimer's disease. However, too much aluminum can actually cause other conditions like osteoporosis, nervous conditions, anemia, headaches, liver or kidney failure, memory loss, and speech problems. So how are most people exposed to aluminum? Well, you can pick up too much aluminum using certain cooking utensils, using aluminum foil, beverages that are stored in aluminum cans. Baking powder has aluminum in it. Any antiperspirants, antacids, diarrhea medications, anti-inflammatory drugs, other pain prescribed medicines, as well as female douching products. Probably didn't think about that, did you? Also, processed salt and most refined foods will have more aluminum than you think. Science has really noticed Alzheimer's patients have four times the amount of aluminum in their brain and nervous system cells. So there you go. So you want to check if you're toxic, right? If you want to check to see your level of metal poisoning, you can actually have your hair analysis done. You can check your blood pH as well, see if you have too much acid. And if you have heavy metal toxicity, it makes you retain more sodium and then it pushes up your blood pressure. So metal toxicity is definitely a silent killer. So how can you detox these heavy metals? Well, there are some powerful herbs that assist your body to purge these heavy metals. And by the way, if you get a vaccine that has thimerosal or mercury in it, the heavy metals go to the brain, but in 2 weeks they migrate to the bowel, okay? And they can lodge in the colon tissue there. So I was concerned really about metal toxicity, and so that's why, you know, I was looking into organ cleansing, and that's how I got into herbal medicines and so forth. So, you know, if I thought I was toxic with heavy metals, then I would definitely do some system cleanses. But you don't want to cleanse in a way that would stress your system. You want to work with your system. Your system has a specific way of detoxing itself and dumping toxicity. So you want to work with that, not against it. So basically, your blood system will filter toxins and send them through the liver. The liver neutralizes them with enzymes, and then the residues go to out of the body through bowel and urinary. So your bowel and urinary system are the first places we detox. And then we move up to the liver, gallbladder, and your blood system is always last. Now, if you don't do it that way, you could start maybe cleansing your liver or your blood, and the toxins don't have the free flow they need out of the system, and they can back up into the system and make you feel worse. Also, if you have a lot of toxicity in the system, when you do detox, you may have old injuries that flare up. So that's normal. Though that's not something you should be too alarmed about. So basically, we essentially want to protect when we detox, we want to purge these heavy metals, and we want to protect our cardio system, our liver, our kidneys from a lot of heavy metals. Very important there. A few research studies that were done in the United States and in Europe said that chlorella, green algae, helps the human body break down metal toxins like mercury, cadmium, and lead. So to cleanse the body of these metals, it's also going to strengthen, you also want to strengthen your immune system. So how long will it take for you to purge these metals is really going to depend on the level of toxicity that you have, the quality of your herbs you're using, and how long you're detoxing. But on average, by the time a person has, you know, completed maybe four cycles of cleansing, you know, you can cleanse as often as every 3 months. So you can move through your cleanses pretty quickly if you'd like. So if you've completed your major organ cleanses and you've done them each cleanse four times, you pretty much have significantly reduced your heavy metal toxicity in your system. It's also real important to exercise as a preventive measure to avoid a lot of contamination in the system. So, you know, make sure you're eating clean, you get regular exercise, and you're avoiding the things that, you know, recongest your system. So chlorella, by the way, that's going to help you in your effort to detox. That's also an ingredient in the body food mix that we have at powerherbs.com. Great energy all around vitamin mineral mix, and it's one that you want to use with your detoxing program. It's real important to, it refortifies your system because, you know, when you detox, you do take some nutrients with the impurities, the toxins. So you want to refortify with something whole food and organic. Because when you detox and you don't put in good foods and nutrition, you can get a headache when you detox. And I'm talking about one that's severely discomforting. feel like your head's splitting open kind of headache. So you definitely want to use an organic supplement. A lot of people don't have one. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs offer the powdered mix, which you can stir into orange juice, vegetable juice, water even, or put it in a smoothie, and you get all that super infusion of water-soluble nutrition right away. So it's real important that when you do your organ cleansing, that you do one cleanse at a time. I hear so many people say, I did a total system cleanse. I'm like, okay, what did you do? And a lot of times they'll buy a product that says entire body cleanse or something along those lines. And, you know, that's overtaxing of the system if it did work. Your body is under a bit of duress when you're purging toxins. I know that sounds like it shouldn't be, but it is. It's working hard to get rid of these toxins, and you don't want to overtax. So this is why if you have the luxury of time, and you're not severely ill and you want to cleanse, you can take a week or two off in between your cleanses and just take a little break. But if time is of the essence, you need to do one cleanse after another. That's how we've been taught in herb school. So you always start with your bowel cleanse. That's the first one you start with. Then you move to your urinary tract, kidney, bladder area. And then your liver and your gallbladder can be cleansed at the same time since they work together in tandem. They each will purge toxins at night while you sleep. So if you don't have a gallbladder, then that's fine. Just you can use the herbs for your liver. And then, of course, your blood system is last. So if you do request a catalog from Apothecary Herbs, in their cleanse section, they have the cleanses listed in that order. Now, you can buy all five system cleanses in a one package kit and then work through them one at a time. You just start with the top paperwork, and you work through it, and you can do it that way. But you definitely want to do it smart and safe, and you want to be educated about it, and you want to make sure that you're not using herbs that interfere with any prescription meds. And of course, the folks at Apothecary Herbs list those counter regs there on their website in their catalog, so you can always ask about that. And people say, well, how long is it going to take me to complete them all? You know, you could probably complete all five system cleanses, you know, within a month, 2 months, 3 months if you're taking a little break in between. So it's not going to take that long. And one of the things I need to say is it's not going to interfere with your normal routine. A lot of people think, well, if I do a bowel cleanse, I got to stay near a bathroom. No, it's gentle and effective. It's not going to give you turbo bowel. Okay, so you can still function normally and carry on your routine. It's not going to make you stay at home and locked in the toilet. So you basically want to cleanse and nourish the system. Get the toxins out that are causing metabolic blockages and giving disease a foothold, and super infuse the nutrition and, you know, support your immune system function. And, you know, that's pretty basic. That's pretty simple. And that helps you avoid a lot of internal medicine disorders. Absolutely. Herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and you and I know God can't lie, and so this is why we're here, to encourage you to, you know, step out of that box, dip your toe in the water, get your feet wet, and you'll be encouraged, and you'll be empowered, and you'll be like, what? I didn't know I had this much power. Yes, you do. ThePowerHerbs.com, give them a call, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Three healthcare options just became endless. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, but seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.